This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for listening to WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Our investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Anyone who sends two threatening messages by electronic media would be subject to a Class 2 felony. The bill also enhances penalties for people who make threats to not only librarians and other employees, but to library buildings. The bill has cleared a House committee. A new campaign to raise awareness about Illinois' firearm restraining orders or red flag laws is underway. The Illinois effort is the first phase of a planned multi-state campaign called Pause to Heal. It's designed to prevent firearm suicides and other shootings by educating the public about the state's red flag laws and the power that families and household members have to ask a court to temporarily restrict access to guns and ammo when a person poses a threat to themselves or others. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website, NowDecatur.com.
Today is not the day. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The House is delayed till next week, sending articles of impeachment for the Homeland Security Secretary. Republicans blame him for ignoring laws at the border, but Senator Ted Cruz says this is not incompetence.
Sadly, it's that Alejandro Mayorkas is very good at the job he's trying to do, and the job he is trying to do is maximize the number of illegal immigrants in America.
Senate Democrats say this is a policy dispute and may not even hold a trial.
A White House spokesman calls the impeachment charges against Biden's DHS chief a PR stunt, writing, quote, if Republicans actually believed this impeachment was so urgent for the security of the border, they wouldn't have delayed sending it to the Senate for 2 months or now delayed it again for another week. Lays bare how baseless and devoid of substance this whole PR stunt is.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. President Biden says Republicans in Congress blocked a border security bill. They say he can close the border on his own, but the president tells Univision,
there's no guarantee that I have that power all by myself.
The president also says Israel's prime minister is making mistakes in the war against Hamas, urging him to agree to a ceasefire and send more humanitarian aid to civilians in Gaza. Arizona now at the center of the abortion debate. A Civil War era law banning nearly all abortions has been upheld by the state Supreme Court.
When the president's predecessor handicapped three Supreme Court justices to overturn Roe v. Wade, it paved the way for the chaos and confusion we're seeing play out across the country today.
White House Press Secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre says the Arizona decision will put millions of women at risk and fail to protect victims of rape and incest. The law does have a clause protecting the life of the mother.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Arizona's Democratic governor is urging lawmakers to repeal the ban some Republican state legislators want to restrict abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Change is coming to the Olympics. For the first time in Paris this summer, gold medalists will also win prize money in 48 track and field events. America's listening to Fox News.
You know, today, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries, and maybe it'll get you a quarter tank of gas. But you know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my friends, my cell phone company, a veteran-owned company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Now choose a wireless company that shares your values. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, make the switch today. #250, keyword save now from Pure Talk.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There is a vacancy on Missouri's death row after a convicted killer was lethally injected last night. Brian Dorsey murdered his cousin and her husband in 2006. And before the execution, wrote in a statement, words cannot hold the just weight of my guilt and shame. The first parents held criminally responsible for a school shooting are now in prison like their son. James and Jennifer Kremley both apologized before being sentenced in Michigan for involuntary manslaughter.
If I could go back and change things, if I could go back and do things differently, and maybe
none of us would be here today.
Jennifer and James Crumbly sentenced Tuesday to 10 to 15 years each in prison for giving their son the gun he used, for ignoring the warning signs, and for failing to stop the 2021 mass shooting at Oxford High School that left four students dead and seven others hurt.
Each of the defendant's gross negligence has caused unimaginable suffering to hundreds of others as a result of what happened that day. Each act or inaction created a ripple effect.
Oakland County Judge Cheryl Matthews, the Crumbly's teen son, pled guilty in the case and was sentenced last year to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
An Indianapolis teenager accused of going on a shooting spree is being charged as an adult.
Indianapolis Metropolitan Police arresting 17-year-old King Dennis on two counts of criminal recklessness and one count of dangerous possession of a firearm. The charges related to a shooting last month that left seven people between the ages of 12 and 16 injured.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin on Wall Street. Stock futures are rising ahead of an inflation report we're going to get next hour, expected to show consumer prices rose slightly last month, and they also may have risen with the rate of increase annually. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. 30% chance of showers mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high of 66. Tonight, windy with showers. Rain could be heavy at times, low of 51. For Thursday, showers and more wind, high of 56. Friday, sunny and breezy, high near 62. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday edition of Buyers and Company. Clay will join us from the Decatur Park District. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Our friends from Milliken will be in studios. And Tanya Hendricks from Crossing Healthcare. Busy Wednesday. The company starts now.
Buyers and Company. WSOY 1340 AM. 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're super thrilled to be with you on this bright and early morning here in downtown Decatur. Just a little bit of the sun starting to come up in the east. Pretty skies. I know the rain's coming in a little later this afternoon, but we're going to get in for some banner days, right? Next few days
after today?
Well, I see rain for today and tomorrow, and then Friday it should just be nice and sunny.
Yeah, I'm looking at Saturday 75 and sunny, Sunday 80 and sunny, Monday sunny and 81.
Nice. There you go.
Finally, you know, we get the good weekend weather, which has sort of escaped us for a while. We've had good weather during the week and weekends not so much. But good morning and welcome. I'm Brian Byers. That's Nick Smith. We're happy to be here with you. Happy to have you here with us. A couple of things in the media we got to talk about here right off the bat this morning. Comcast has sold $1.2 billion in advertising for the Paris Olympics.
Nice.
That's a record.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, why there's a record,
opportunity. I mean, they are showing everything.
No, I get that, but what are you excited about with the Summer Olympics? I mean, who are the big athletes? Where's the Michael Phelps? Who?
Simone Biles, Sha'Carri Richardson, the NBA players, the WNBA players. There are several. Katie Ledecky.
Is she back?
Yeah, isn't she the one that's back? I mean, I'm not into mode yet, but I know that the heavyweight, I mean, Simone Biles is back.
Okay. That's a big deal. Was that 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
Both.
Well, no, I mean, when she had the thing and
4 years ago.
Okay. 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's up 18%, over the last Olympics to this Olympics. I'm just trying to figure out. I'm not saying it's not there. I just, off the top of my head, what is, 20% more this year than the last go around?
I think that it's two things off the top without even knowing. It is things cost more. So that's A. And B, I think there's going to be more slots for ads. I mean, on more platforms, on more channels and more events. I mean, they are going wall to wall. They've probably sold shows like Snoop and Kevin Hart's show as well. I mean, I think that the opportunity is there, and they banked big on it. They've been talking about it for a long, long time.
Okay. I'm just curious because it's great. Yeah. I mean, no problem with it at all. Just wondering what in the advertiser's mind is 20% higher value, this year in Paris versus Tokyo in 2021.
Well, and here's the other thing. So maybe it's not. Maybe you're Nabisco or something and you look at it and you go, I'm not paying that extra. I'll pay the 5% or whatever more for inflation. But then your Kraft and you look at it and go, we didn't do this last time. We want in. So it might be a lot of new money.
Yeah, well, there's Visa, there's Toyota, there's Procter & Gamble, there's the regular sort of IOC sponsors. They pay upward to an estimated $100 million for the right to use the Olympic rings and their marketing materials. Yeah. The first Olympics to allow spectators since the pandemic. I didn't realize that. I guess that makes sense. 4 years is a long time in that world.
They're paying the track and field athletes too.
More favorable time zone, for audiences, after three Olympics in Asia. So that sets sort of, not that you're going to watch all of it in real time, but I think some of that still matters, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we like to watch the NCAA championship. We don't want to watch it 8 hours after it's happened.
Right.
Not today's day and age. It's almost impossible to escape the outcome.
All right.
So there you go. I don't know. I like the Olympics. I mean, I'm not a naysayer. I'm just curious what was the big thing selling 20% more of the ads? And their digital advertising revenue for Paris has already surpassed any past Olympics, according to them. They paid a lot of money, $7.65 billion to renew its broadcast rights deal through 2032.
Okay. And they're, you said they're 1.6, right?
Less than two. But it's through 2032. But that sounds like a long time, but it's only every four years. So it's, is it four times?
Yeah. Cause
28, no, three times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I counted 20.
or 2024 right now. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Three times.
No, two and a half.
Well, I mean, you count this one and then there will be two more Olympics that are in that deal. So there's three. They need to make north of two or they need to escalate it the next couple times.
That was my question.
So it comes to the U.S., though, right? And isn't L.A. next?
Maybe.
And that's where the money will come.
Okay. So the gamble is, you know, long term, where it will be not necessarily Paris this year, but in the future.
2028, yep.
And I don't know. I'm assuming that that just is the, LA 28. I assume that's just the Summer Olympics. I mean, they don't clarify in the story, but it keeps mentioning Summer Olympics in 2028 because the Winter Olympics are in the off 2 years. So I'm assuming it's one deal for summer, not winter.
Yeah. And also they have other revenue streams. I mean, people are going to subscribe to Peacock for this. I mean, they're doing real well. I know I just saw the gate from Peacock also being the partner for WrestleMania, which was up 78% on the previous year.
How many partners does WrestleMania have? I don't watch what. Okay, so what's all the other stuff we've talked about? I thought it was on more than just Peacock.
No, it's just Peacock.
What's Netflix doing?
They get it in 2025. They get their Monday night show from USA coming in on Mondays. And starting in 2025.
Okay, so that's a year away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Netflix has the global version of what Peacock has currently.
And what is the global audience for? I mean, is it a big thing globally?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're going to be in Riyadh, Paris, and there was one Ireland. All three of those just announced recently. Berlin also, four for major premium live events. But yeah, up 78%. Over the previous record.
I would say that Peacock is way bigger than it was 4 years ago.
Sports.
Well, I know, but the experience is better. Everything about it is better. There's more. It still, I think, lacks original programming, or it feels like it's not a place I go to for that the way I do some of the others on a consistent basis, but they have a lot.
Yeah, and they have all the NBC stuff.
No, they do. I'm just saying, but the movie experience, the TV, series experience seems to be like a lot of rehash stuff rather than original programming.
I would say this. Their sports portfolio is really big, and sports entertainment is really big. They have first-run movies from Universal, so they are the home sometimes, much like Paramount does with some of their films. They have first run movies and they have a standard fare of back catalog, but they do have, they are sort of the big event kind of people.
Okay.
New movie, new wrestling, new Final Four, new whatever it is. It wasn't Final Four, but things like that.
I was gonna say, I watched the entire NCAA tournament without.
What else do they have?
I don't know. And I'm honest to God, I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying it's an app that I use way less than the other apps.
Yeah, I use it almost the same.
Because of wrestling. If you took out wrestling, would there be that same usage?
We watch LA Law. Not LA Law. Yeah, LA Law.
LA Law?
No, that's not the name of it. That's Corbin Burnson, isn't it?
Yes, that was Harry Hamlin.
What's the one with Roger Maloney or whatever?
I don't have any idea.
SVU, what's that show?
I don't know.
Really? It's like the biggest show. It's like been on 20 years with Ice-T, Law and Order.
Law and Order is what you're looking for there. You can't even remember the name of the show. It's been on 20 years.
I just put on for background.
Okay. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Up 18%. I'm glad I don't have any. I'm not knocking it at all. I'm just curious. What's the big draw coming into Paris this summer? The way that a Shaun White might have been, in the Winter Olympics, or the way the Dream Team was. I mean, I know basketball is still exciting for people, but it seems like it sort of peaked with that and has maybe never gone back to that level of excitement. But you have Simone Biles. For sure. Who would be tennis? I'm thinking of the summer sports, that would be, the big names.
There are already the articles up, so we could just Google are the headliners of the Olympics. I have not spent much time on it.
Sha'Carri Richardson, is she a big headliner? I mean, her headline to me was, I smoked pot, got kicked out of the Olympics.
Versus being like the fastest woman in the world.
Yeah. No, I mean, what story? Tell me the story other than that story.
Really fast. That's the whole story. Michael Phelps, really fast. That's it.
Okay. I mean, also smoked pot.
Yeah. That's
didn't do it. Well, because he didn't do it right before the Olympics and then not make the trip.
Right. I mean, it, it, And she should have been able to run, but that's a whole nother thing.
Why?
I don't know. I don't remember, honestly.
All right. I don't, to me, it's like there are a few rules, you know, whether you think the rules are silly or not, you don't do something like that to jeopardize,
I agree with that.
Gazillions of dollars and all the fame and all that. I don't wish her any bad will. I hope she does great. I'll cheer her on, no problem. But I mean, but that's the story to me when you say that name. You know, I know she had lost her mother and it was like a sad story, the whole thing all the way around. So who else will be there? Simone Biles is sure, but is the team good?
Because
gymnastics is really pushed, you know, I mean, the ratings, the numbers, you know, does the USA team have any chance of doing
it? It says, the breakout star from a few years back, Sunny Lee, is going to be on that team. Katie Ledecky, Caleb Dressel, Shikari Richardson, Sydney McLaughlin, Lavrone. She's the, what did she do? She was the gold medal winner and where was the last one? Tokyo or whatever?
Yeah.
She won a couple events. A few, AJ Wilson, LeBron has committed, Alyssa Thompson, Sarah Hughes in the women's beach volleyball. So, I mean, that's just a dozen that somebody picked.
Okay.
Just not Michael Phelps.
No, I mean, those names are not.
Simone Biles.
Gonna drive the needle on.
Biles is as big a star as there is when it comes to Olympics. I mean, I don't even think that's up for debate. She's a megastar.
Okay. I didn't say she wasn't.
Yeah, but you kind
of, but a lot of that is, it's a team sport. I mean, it's an individual sport, but also a team sport. You know, what kind of team does USA Gymnastics have in 2024? I don't know. I have no idea. Gymnastics isn't anything we pay attention to.
If you look at the Pantheon back, very few people are going to name who was on the team with Mary Lou Retton or Carl Lewis other than like Edward and Moses or something. They're team sports. She's going to dominate the singles.
Well, Mary Lou Retton was in the Olympics without the Russians. I mean, first and foremost, if that's going to be your example, half of the gymnasts weren't there.
Right. Well, but I mean, she is the golden girl and nobody probably remembers who's on her team.
All right. Probably not. I would also suggest to you that so long ago that you sound older than me talking about Mary Lou Retton as the last big U.S. gymnast.
She's not. We could go, Dominique Muciano. We could go through, Carrie Strug.
Have you watched the Olympics in the last 20 years?
Yeah. Well, these are the ones that I literally watched with my own eyes. I sat next to Mary Lou and I watched the women. In 1996, but yeah, I watch it every time.
Okay. I would think that there's been some stars since then.
There have been mega
then.
Stars.
Yeah. What year was that? The 84 Summer
That's right.
Olympics
in LA.
Mary Lou Retton.
In LA.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, good for Comcast.
And basketball is going to be loaded globally.
It is. And is that, you know, when they switched over from doing the college kids to the pros.
When the Americans did. Everybody else was already pros.
Given. Was talking about when we did. Mm-hmm. You know, that was such a huge splash. And I don't know. I'm sure it's a big deal every Olympics, but it doesn't seem like. Like you started with such an impossible high. Mm-hmm. I mean, with all of those Mount Rushmore players that like, how do you ever really top that?
I think what has happened is it like raced up to like 15 on the dial.
Yeah.
And now it is consistently at like 12 instead of being like from 8 to 15. Now we're like 12 or 13 on the dial because it's like,
do we know who's playing for sure for the U.S. Out of the NBA?
Well, who the pool was, we do. And LeBron headlines. I mean, I think Steph is on it. There are, it's all stars. And then you're going to see all the international players that are stars in the NBA.
And then they play for their home country.
Countries, yep.
Yeah.
And it's so you're watching NBA level basketball globally for their countries. And that is a definite gain for the sport.
Okay.
And then you got 3-on-3. And then breakdancing making its debut. It's going to be fun. Skateboarding.
Who is – give me the name of a skateboarder right now.
Oh, what was that 14-year-old girl's name? She was now probably 18.
I know there was a guy we were supposed to be all hyped up about that didn't do anything in the last Olympics, right? Yeah. I mean, he had all the social media followers and gigantic – and then just – flopped.
Yeah.
You know, that's always, you know, can be the case.
Yep.
All right. I'll look into it and see. I don't know a lot of the names. Doesn't mean that I won't by the time this airs this summer, that I will care or won't care. I don't know. I've never watched golf in the Olympics.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It just doesn't feel like an Olympic sport to me. I don't know why. I have no idea. It just sort of seems like an outlier that doesn't like some stuff like track and field and volleyball and even basketball translates going out and playing a 5.5 hour round of golf. I mean, it just doesn't feel like an exciting Olympic sport.
That's fair. I'd like them to add MMA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd like them to add wrestling.
Nah, that wouldn't be fair.
Why not?
I mean, because of how it's played out. That'd be cool if they booked some cool stories. In that environment, it would be really compelling storytelling, but it's not metal worthy.
Okay.
They could do a lot with that.
All right. We'll see. Way up as far as the, and then you also get told a lot of these stories in the build up and the lead up to this and the campaigns that happen about, you know, in and around the teams or the individuals. And you're right. If Katie Ledecky, and she is, I'm looking at the roster here just from the Paris, 2024 site, and Katie Ledecky is on the U.S. swimming team. I don't know. It feels like Katie Ledecky ought to be 50 years old. I mean, I know she's not. She was born in 1997.
Oh, wow.
But she's been in the Olympics for so long, like Michael Phelps. And people go, well, yeah, he was 15 the first year he was there.
Yeah.
It feels like she's been there forever. And she's so much fun to watch. But I don't have any idea. She was in. So this will be her fourth Olympics.
Oh, wow.
That's 16 years.
That is crazy.
Of amateur athletics.
You know, watching her four times and watching probably every race that she had, to be honest with you, every one of them.
Going back to 2012.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
There's a new guy named Hunter. I don't know what his last name is. That's a backstroke champ that they're hyping up as maybe the next guy in the pool, or at least somebody that's going to make a spot.
Well, that's the problem when you have a Michael Phelps. You could be the next guy in the pool. It's going to be pretty hard to be the next Michael Phelps, the next Katie Ledecky.
Yeah.
I mean, Michael Phelps,
so high.
You know, like literally eclipsed Mark Spitz, you know, who was like in the 76 Olympics.
That is unbelievable. And the basketball team, just so you know,
Naomi Osaka playing tennis again for Japan?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be pretty sweet.
I don't know. I mean, has she played? I mean, I know she had her own things going on and sort of dropped down in the world. And I don't remember her in watching the Netflix show in and around professional tennis being mentioned or being a part of any of that.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know for sure.
Okay. I'm looking at NBCOlympics.com looking at the athletes. She played in 2020. So who knows? Born in Los Angeles. I think that's the thing too, that we always kind of like wonder is like, how do you end up playing for another country when you were born here?
Yeah. So weirdly, I just found out the other day, we have a soccer prospect, teenager here in town that the Italians are looking at.
Yeah.
And their requirements, they ask for citizenship. And apparently if it's if it's one generation, if grandpa or grandma.
Would that had be two generations?
Yeah, one generation above the parent.
Okay.
So yeah, two generations up, you can obtain citizenship. So if your grandparents are there, I think that's the leeway to get you, or if you've moved there or whatever, your own, but you can do it via someone else two generations out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, the Olympics on the way, and Comcast making a ton of money. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back here, the women, and led by South Carolina and Iowa, beat the men's ratings by a landslide. And that's great until you find out they made 99% less in TV revenue than the men's side.
Yep.
We'll get to it. Nick's got your forecast. Stay tuned. Back with more after this.
Today, we've got a chance of showers, mainly after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 66. That rain continues. It'll be windy, and it could be heavy at times, low around 51. For Thursday, showers and more wind, a high of 56. Then Friday, sunny and breezy with a high of 62. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:28. This look at your weather, it's brought to you by Staley Credit Union. Ready to bank better? Bank Staley Credit Union.
Buying your first house? We've got a loan for you. Kitchen renovations? We've got a loan for you. How about that boat just in time for warm weather? We've got a loan for you, too. Staley Credit Union has you covered with the loans that fit your lifestyle. Because we're more than your lender. We're your partner. Let's talk possibilities. Learn more at staleycu.com. This institution is not federally insured by Member Choice. Proudly insured by American Share Insurance.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The IRS is warning taxpayers to watch out for unscrupulous tax preparers who could encourage people to file false returns and steal valuable personal info. During tax season, ghost preparers pop up to encourage taxpayers to take advantage of credits and benefits they don't qualify for. These preparers can charge a large percentage fee for the refund or even steal the entire refund. For tips and more info, go to nowdecatur.com. There's a bill in Springfield that would make fluorescent lighting a thing of the past in Illinois. The bill has passed out of a House committee and is headed to the floor. According to the Appliance Standards Awareness Project, the switch to LED bulbs would save Illinois consumers more than $1.5 billion on utility bills, avoid over 2 million metric tons of carbon dioxide emissions by cutting energy waste, and avoid over 400 pounds of mercury pollution by 2050. More stories, podcasts, and videos at nowdecatur.com.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The House is going to send impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the Senate next week, not today, as Senate Republicans want more time to make the case for a full trial, with Democrats threatening to dismiss the case. House impeachment manager Ben Klein on Fox.
We have these laws in place for a reason, to protect the public. This secretary has failed to enforce these laws, and people are dying in this country as a result. That's why he needs to be removed immediately.
House and Senate lawmakers will both get the chance to question Mayorkas today as he appears on Capitol Hill to ask for more money for his department. The Arizona Supreme Court upholding a 160-year-old law that outlaws nearly all abortions, Governor Katie Hobbs calling it a dark day for her state.
It must be repealed immediately.
The law bars all abortions except when the mother's life is at risk. America's listening to Fox News.
Experience Milliken University firsthand during a campus visit day on Saturday, April 20th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn. Explore top-ranked majors and programs and find your fit through athletics, performing arts, and more than 75 student clubs and organizations. Along with important admission information, you'll learn how the new Milliken Tuition Promise makes your private education affordable. You can even submit your free application for admission on the spot. RSVP for the April 20th campus visit day at milliken.edu/visit.
Affordable Dentures and Implants Practices in Champaign, Springfield, and Forsyth makes new smiles affordable every day. So you don't need to wait another day to get your smile back. Call 1-800-DENTURE or visit affordabledentures.com to find the practice near you. Affordable Dentures and Implants. Go ahead and smile.
It took more than makeup, costumes, music, and lights to get me on stage. It took the gift of an organ donor.
Nobody said easy. It's such a shame for us to part.
Be an organ donor, because life does go on.
Register at lifegoeson.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today's slight chance of rain. Actually, 30% chance of rain after 5 p.m., mostly cloudy and a high near 66. Tonight, windy and showers continuing. Rain could be heavy at times, a low around 51. For Thursday, more rain, more wind, high of 56. Friday, more wind, but sunny and a high near 62. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:33.
Myers & Company. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Wednesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. One of the things I don't understand when it comes to talking about the ratings and the numbers for the men's and the women's NCAA championship, they're like apples and oranges, the deals. The men's is a standalone. We pay X for the men's NCAA basketball tournament.
Yep.
The women's is attached to all kinds of sports. Everything from, and this is from the Wall Street Journal this morning, volleyball to lacrosse.
Yep.
And more isn't necessarily better because they're making a fraction. And I mean, when I say a fraction, I mean $6.5 million for the women's tournament to $873 million for the men's tournament.
Yep.
Now, next year, that number goes from $6.5 million to $65 million for the women's tournament. That's a tenfold increase in sponsorship dollars from the network. And what's really strange to me, if you look at everything we were just talking about with the Olympics, or you look at the way you consume your products today, the women's tournament was available in way more ways than the men's. I mean, you had to have like cable TV to watch the men's NCAA championship.
Yep.
It was on TNT.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it TBS?
Oh, whatever. TBS, yeah, is their flagship in that.
Yeah. So it's like we're spending a fortune to give you this in a very old-fashioned way. We're spending 1% of that to get over here across all kinds of platforms and draw in 4 million more viewers than the men's championship game.
Yep.
What's wrong with this picture besides everything?
Well, the cart got in front of the horse, and so now it'll change. But before,
when these deals seem to be like
it's cobbled together deal versus juggernaut, meaning people are going to take off work, tune in, sit at their desk, not do anything for a few weeks in March watching men's basketball.
Yes, but if you look at the numbers going back to 2014 to 2024, the last 10 years, the men's game has cratered in viewership, and the women's game did not, from 2014 till 2022, move at all. It was flatline, and then this arc that has gone crazy through the roof. So what do we know? I mean, what does a 10-year view tell you? You're overpaying for one. You've been underpaying for the other for the last couple of years, but what does next year and the year after and the year after look like?
Look, you know very well that I have been a proponent the entire time on the air with you for fair pay equal for women in sports. But on this particular point, the appetite for women's sports had been non-existent in general, to where if you're going to make a deal with us, you're going to take some of these sports. And if I'm going to make a deal with you, we want the chance that somebody's going to break out in lacrosse or whatever else. And they cobble enough together to make some money and to get some eyeballs on the product. Caitlin Clark comes along. It's specifically her, not that we have celebrated the other athletes. She comes along. The paradigm has now changed and they got caught holding the bag.
Okay. But in fairness to all of that, and I don't necessarily disagree with any of that, but I'm just saying, what happens after her?
Well, tenfold. So she's not there next time, and it's 10 times revenue. So
yes, but that was while she was still playing. That deal was done. Because if you go to 2022, they're nowhere near the men's ratings 2 years ago.
No.
And then 2023, they got close, but not
this.
There. 2024, they surpassed.
Yep.
But more importantly is, why has the men's game cratered so much?
Because of the different avenues of consumption, and because general just TV consumption, all numbers are down in general, but some things still so like in the pantheon of televised stuff, it's still really big. It's just not galactic like it was.
Yeah, but the women's shows you that it can be.
It can be.
Yeah. I mean, so it's playing by the same thing. You know, I could watch the game on my iPad or my TV or both or whatever. But, you know, you're still selling basically the same product. It's a bracketed tournament. You know, you win, you move to the next round. You got all of the stuff that's going on. I look at what happened in 2015 is where they peaked for the men's championship. Mm-hmm. I had to go back. I don't even know who that would have been.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I don't know.
But they were at almost 30 million viewers.
Yep.
They have lost half their audience in the last 10 years.
Yep. And 80% of their stars.
What do you mean?
They're there for a minute. They're gone.
Well, okay, the continent, sure. I mean, but that's, they're all but in the that's NBA. Been the case for a long time.
In that time, NIL has happened. The NBA changed their draft eligibility rules, and that's the big difference. You're not tuning into the star power anymore. There are kids that do well at schools. You don't know anything. You're having to learn. It's like the Olympics now. You have to kind of learn about it, and then you watch.
But you've got dynasties. You've got
which ones?
Incredible UConn.
Right, and there's people online that argue that they're not "quote unquote" a blue blood.
Okay,
oh, that's, I mean that's stupid. But
the people online aren't buying or selling advertising.
Kentucky hasn't done anything. Duke,
yeah.
Coach K's gone.
Well, they were in the final. You're probably right about all of that. I'm just questioning why networks or these media companies see the value in something that has lost half of its audience in the last 10 years as being worth $873 million versus $6.5 million over here with 40 other sports.
I think the advertising is still there. I think the halo effect is there. I think the exposure, the brand equity, I think it's still a winner for them. But now, like now that Caitlin has done it, she got them up the record viewing. Now she's gone and they're still up 10. If they have any stickiness, if they keep
for sure,
then 10 goes to 20.
But to me, the more interesting question is what has happened to the men's game? I mean, when you look at the numbers, yes, it's easy to go, all right, they did a lot better, you know, in the championship game ratings wise mm-hmm. than the men's. First time right. ever they surpassed the men's. Okay, great. That's a great story. Mm-hmm. My bigger story is what has happened to the men's where literally in the last 10 years, they've lost half of their audience. Yet these network goons are like just, I don't understand the decision making. So if you invested $867 million of your dollars mm-hmm. and lost half the value of that, and they'll turn around and do it again.
Well, are they still up is the question, and probably considerably up would be my thought. So yeah, you'd like to have double that and five times it. You'll take
you take a 50% loss and then turn around and invest more.
But it doesn't mean it's a loss. It just means a loss of the gains.
Okay. Well, if you invest $867 million mm-hmm. into a product mm-hmm. and over 10 years, that product loses half of its audience. This is the world I live in.
Yeah.
There's no decision making that makes sense in any of that at all. You would go back the next time and go, okay, $400 million. You gave me half of what you gave me 10 years ago at $800 million. Now the dollar amount is $400 million.
Wasn't the original, wasn't the last deal over in the billions or at least a billion
plus? I'm talking
plus?
About the value per audience member.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what, I mean, I bet at the end of the day, do you think that they're not putting big stacks of cash in their pocket?
Doesn't matter. This? It doesn't matter if you're a business person at all. If you go from 30 million viewers to 15 million viewers, it's worth half what it was 10 years ago. The deal, whatever that deal is, whatever the dollar amount is.
But there's another factor. The value is not just the amount of people watching. It's what the like the Olympics is a perfect example. We just talked about it.
They sell.
It's not like they're having 20% increased viewership. It's just worth 20% more.
Okay. The whole model is based on what you can sell advertising for.
Right.
That's it. And you sell advertising based off the size of the audience.
Well, my point is, if you sell two ads for 50 cents a piece or one ad for $1, you're still right where you were. even if the audience is half.
But Ford doesn't buy advertising that way. They don't give, they don't say give us two ads for 50 cents because it's the same as one ad for a dollar.
Yes, they do
okay,
do that.
Okay.
They do that, Brian. And
so,
you know
so
that.
So you're telling me 30 million viewers versus 15 million viewers is the same price.
We're talking just to simplify it, selling, putting one ad to, hey, put this out there for anybody at all. Might even be kids watching that can't buy my truck. Versus putting an ad right in, at a monster truck rally or at a car show, that ad has more value because the people there are interested in cars or of a driving age. That's what I'm saying.
But that's not what they're, Nick, they're not.
I don't have all
choice.
The metrics.
Okay, I'm telling you, half the audience of what you had in 2015 is not a way to sell advertising.
I will say this and agree with you wholeheartedly. Losing your any percentage of your audience
half
and half or greater is certainly not advantageous to you. But what I'm saying is they are probably massively profitable and they probably consider the advertising more specifically targeted and have value.
And yes, but it's still delivering 50% of the eyeballs it was delivering 10 years ago.
Yeah, there's no question.
And when
that,
you watch this stat. Number just crash, like you're mm-hmm. in the ER and the heart is gone. Mm-hmm. And now I don't think at the same time you can go out and sell the women's game based on 1 year of doing what it did. I mean, yes, it's going to go up tenfold and probably needed to go up more than that to begin mm-hmm. with because of all the other sports that you have. But the bigger question is to me, yeah, the ascension of the women's game, that's a great conversation. It was a fun ride. And what will it look like next year? I don't know. You got a lot of big names. Those big names didn't draw the audience Caitlin Clark drew unless they were playing her.
Exactly right.
But the men's game. I mean, if you're this gigantic thing, which is my whole life has been, you know, the NCAA tournament is a gigantic thing. I've never seen like a 10-year chart showing the audience dropping like it has for that thing. Super Bowl doesn't do that.
No.
It's crazy. And then you think about also the way they have not evolved in the way they're packaging this at all, meaning you got to tune into TBS to see this
True
thing. I mean,
TV.
That's it.
Sometimes True TV.
Yeah. So I don't even, to me, none of it makes sense. Like where is, like, okay, if you're ESPN and you paid $6.5 million.
Yeah,
to
did
get
all right.
these numbers,
you did
800,000 times what you should have. If you're the other way around and paid for this whole kit and caboodle for the men's, you got screwed.
But this is, there's a element of hindsight here because pre Caitlin Clark,
yes.
you're almost not, it's almost not worth putting the women's game on TV in terms of the commercial value of it, not what it's worth.
Okay, let's just look. In 2014, they were averaging about 5 million viewers per game for the women's side. They paid 99% less for those 5 million than the 20 million that the men's game was coming in. So it had value based on just size of audience versus contract. This is the thing that people get emotional about this stuff, about the women should be paid more, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. But at the end of the day, it's a math equation. I mean, it really is. And at the end of the day, the women have to answer, what does next year look like? Mm-hmm. You know, without Caitlin Clark, right?
It'll be up.
Will it be up from this year?
From previous year.
Okay,
but this year.
Okay, but
that's over.
Okay, but that's a big deal because the last 10 years look like this.
She's an anomaly.
And last year looks like this. So you can't sign a 10-year contract or a 5-year contract based on that. But the bigger question to me is what in the world happened to the men's game? And why has it consistently been worth whatever it's worth, even though they've lost literally half of their audience in the last 10 years? And they have peaked a little bit like in 2017 and then way down in 18, then back up a little bit in 19. But since 19, it is cratered.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you wouldn't perceive it that way.
I mean,
without looking at the actual graph,
I would just intuitively, I wouldn't have thought cratered. I would have
half?
Thought down. I would have thought down.
Half?
I wouldn't have thought half.
Yeah.
I would have guessed just how I feel about it.
In 2015, they did almost 30 million viewers, right?
Mm-hmm.
This year, it was less than 15.
Wow. It's not great.
And that wasn't a one-year spike like the women's side. That was literally 10 years of doing this.
Yeah, stair-stepping the wrong way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so part of this is, like, I don't even understand how decisions are made at these large areas of, like, where, you know, you watch The Big Short. Like, how in the world does this truth thing, right? Like, it comes out and, like, it's lost 90% of its value in a week and people are still making billions of dollars. Well, make that make sense in your checking account, your bank account. I mean, part of this stuff is just the voodoo of what they do, and I don't understand it at all. I don't think you can go. I think the $65 million sounds about right for the women's because you don't know what you get, and it's a tenfold increase of what you were getting. The $850 million for the men's doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, I'd have to do a little more digging on that. I used to have a good grasp of it. I haven't looked in quite some time. To see how it's structured and where the money comes and what the revenue is up against that investment. But
and then everybody's knocking like ESPN, like, oh, you're screwing, you know, women's basketball. You didn't pay them nearly enough. Well, they did a long-term agreement with women's basketball when no one else was interested in writing a check.
That's right.
And it's really easy to look back in hindsight and go, oh, well, this is way more valuable than what you're paying. Well, my question is, was it for the last 9 years?
Right.
It sure was this year.
Mm-hmm.
But was it back when no one else was signing up to do this?
Right.
And they did the programming in a very different way, and they turned it all over. You watch the women's product through the ESPN lens, and it looked different than everything else ESPN does.
Yeah.
They didn't haul out the, you know, wasn't Scott Van Pelt sitting there? No, but I'm saying it was, they brought in women to cover women. And I mean, it was all done in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they got a heck of a deal this year. Their returns this year will be ridiculous.
They needed a win.
They were there for 10 years.
That's right.
And people forget that when the audience wasn't there. The audience was less than 5 million people. So this stuff generally shakes out.
Yeah.
But I don't think we know what next year looks like for the women. What next year looks like for the WNBA, which is a whole other separate conversation. But I don't know why someone's not going, what the hell's going on the men's side?
Yeah.
And why are they like free falling? And I think part of it, as you said, you don't get any stories. I mean, they're not here long enough.
Nope. And then small teams are squeaking in and they don't bring the audience.
Like, but those small teams used to be the whole magic of it.
But
those
Cinderella teams. But they were amongst the giants. Now they're just almost, there's not much difference between
them. I guess North Carolina State, though, to me was the most interesting thing on the men's side.
Well, but they were in both.
No, but I'm saying in the men's thing because they had that guy that brought a lot of eyeballs and people had fun because they just reacted to him on a human level.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is an interesting. The question is not that the men made 99% more. The question is, why did they make 99% more? Because it doesn't make any sense on that side.
If you were trying to tune in this tournament season for the next LeBron, you were watching Iowa women's basketball.
Don't disagree.
I mean, there's no that's it.
Right. I'm just talking from a 10-year perspective. You know, you had, give me the last big guy to come out of college that was the thing. What's his face? Big dude that blew out his shoe.
Oh, Zion Williamson?
Yeah, I remember the hype around him.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah. That's a crazy flow chart. I mean, when you're just looking at the numbers. And also, for anyone who wants to have any debate in any serious way about whether this is Caitlin Clark or not, just look at the last 10 years and watch what happens starting in 2022, but then lifts off in 23, which was the championship game with LSU last year. And then from there does triple lift off this year.
And they're hoping to get, I don't even know if they can match 2023, but they need to be a sizable up from 22 to have made this year sticky and a thing.
And we'll see.
Yeah.
And there's already a new deal in place. And then they're in the tough spot, too, which the men didn't have to deal with, which is like you've got this lift everyone up message, but you really need to jettison those other 39 sports because they're bringing you down.
Yeah. And they'll be really smart to cut up a lot of the footage of some of these stars as they're building the on-ramp for the next tournament. And you get to – they need to sell Caitlin Still for the next few years. And a lot of these women, Angel and Juju, they need to just show you this is star basketball.
There's three or four freshmen that have the ability and the talent, whether they have the personality and what all the Q factor that goes into all that, we'll see. But those numbers are just blow me away. But then you find out, like, and I didn't even think about it, but how much harder it was to watch the men's game, which doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, they've had success with that in the NFL and stuff.
Right, but cable subscribership is down 25% in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And you're stacking it in a place where you really need to have cable to see it.
Well, CBS also partnered and some
of the championship game was on TBS.
Yeah.
And we had a pretty good matchup. I mean, you had two number one teams.
There was an NFL playoff game on Peacock.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cutting their teeth in this now.
It feels behind to me.
It is.
Like at this level that we're talking about and the money that we're talking about, it doesn't seem like. It seems backwards and opposite that the women were making $6.5 million off the tournament and it was readily more available than the $847 million for the men's that I had to go to TBS and have a cable subscription to watch.
We know this from newspaper websites, the paywall.
Yeah.
The paywall.
Doesn't make any sense at all in 2024. At all. And I know what people are doing, and I get why, but if you had the numbers and you had the growth or you were even maintaining, I guess it's okay to do the status quo. When you've lost 50% of your audience in 10 years, old strategies aren't working anymore because eventually that will get dwindled down to enough where these big money people are not going to be a part of it.
And somebody like Netflix will just gobble the whole thing up
maybe at
a stupid price, and they'll figure out the new model.
All right. Fascinating. Really is.
It is crazy.
The whole college question to me is interesting, too. Like, I mean, I don't know how you offer all that you offer and what it costs to offer and then what the popularity of that is to ever be able to pay for itself with all of the different teams that are in college sports. This women's deal in the past has been packaged with everything from lacrosse to like whatever.
But it's also packaged with the men's like Division III championships and stuff too.
And the men's March Madness is
no, that's separate
and total.
ESPN took on the women's stuff with some of the quote unquote junk men's stuff. The NIT and all that is bundled together.
But my point
that
is
happened in January.
But they sold the men's NCAA tournament as a standalone product. Yeah. The women's is attached to 40 other sports.
Right.
That are never, ever, and ever going to be anything that draws a ton of eyeballs.
Basketball was one of those until just recently.
Nick, this country's never going to tune in to lacrosse. I mean, it's just, and it's not a slight to all the people that play that sport. I mean, there's just only so much time you're going to devote to watching whatever. And those other 40 sports had to be attached to something. And if they really want to stand alone, they're going to have to figure out a way to stand alone. You can't carry 40 other sports with you.
Well, it's big enough now to have that conversation. It wasn't. It wasn't.
Well, right now, I don't think the men's is.
Well, no, you're right.
But they're still having the conversation.
You're right.
I think you got to get a little cutthroat if you're women's basketball right now. You can't lift every boat.
Yep.
Lift your own. And you got the numbers now to make that happen. All right. Coming up in a few minutes, Clay will join us from the Decatur Park District a little later. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. And then Milliken will be in today. They've got a big Explore Transfer Day. You can do your own portal thing.
Nice.
Hop right in. Molly Berry will be with us. And later today, Tanya Andrix for a conversation about crossing healthcare. There's a guy from Kenya on this page from the Olympics. I just keep looking at these athletes. He looks like he's 65 years old.
Is he a runner?
Track and field.
Oh, nice.
They just had those faces.
Oh, yeah.
They're very gaunt.
Ageless, too.
No, he looks 65 years old. Oh, he looks
super aged?
Yes.
That's not typical.
It's like the Senior Olympics. I'm sure he's not. He's probably the fastest man in the world. All right, we've got a lot to get to. I mean, a lot. Big, action-packed list of things and topics and guests coming up straight ahead. You're listening to Byers & Company. Don't forget, if you miss any of the show, podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group, available at nowdecatur.com. Back with more.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. The Heart of Illinois Community Foundation is accepting applications from area nonprofits seeking grants from the Community Works Fund. $400,000 in grants are being awarded due to the $1 million Moving Forward grant funding collaboration between the foundation and Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. Individual grants will be between $10,000 and $100,000. The deadline to apply is May 7th. Winners will be announced June 11th at 8.05 a.m. on WSOY's Byers & Company. The purpose of the grants is to support education, workforce development, and environmental sustainability. The volunteers of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital will host a gently used sale next Thursday from 7 to 2 in the hospital's Assisi room. Among the items for sale, purses, jewelry, scarves.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.